Here for a spotlight athlete segment with Pleasantville freshman Braylon Bingham. Braylon, obviously, you had a really good freshman year for basketball. You know, started where one of the leading scorers the entire season. Can you kind of walk me through, you know, how your first full year of varsity basketball was?
I thought it was a really great season. I thought it started off a little slow, but as the season progressed, I thought it got a lot better, especially with the team and the culture. I thought it was great, though.
You know, what was it like for you as a freshman to kind of step into that varsity starting role at such a young age and be able to, you know, play such high quality minutes?
I would say definitely I played a lot of AAU basketball, and I'd say that definitely helped me out. The type of players and the competition was very similar, and it was something I was comfortable with going into, and I got used to it pretty quick.
You know, and obviously kind of little ways into the football season, you kind of took over the starting role as quarterback to the football team. You know, what was kind of that transition like for you to start at quarterback as a freshman too?
That was a lot more difficult than basketball, I'd say. I wasn't really the biggest fan of football, but I mean, as time progressed and I realized as I talked to coach, he introduced the possibility of it happening more and more, and then once it happened, it was kind of like relief, but also a bigger role for me to play.
Do you feel like during the football season, you know, actually after you took over that role, that you started to learn the game a little better and be more comfortable?
I thought as time progressed, when I got that spot, I thought I learned a lot more, especially with Coach Dorth. He helped me out a lot.
You know, with an athlete like you, can you kind of talk about the other sports you participate in, but also besides football and basketball?
I play baseball and I also do track.
What's it kind of been like for you, you know, to kind of be this really kind of, I guess, rising star at Pleasantville, you know, stepping in and playing varsity football and varsity basketball at such a high level as a freshman? You know, the sky's the limit when it comes to your potential. You know, what's kind of been that like for you?
I enjoy the future. I mean, anything that can help me out in the future, I'll take advantage of, but I'm looking forward to what it has in store for me.
Is there any specific, you know, during the football season or during basketball season, any specific seniors that you really kind of learned from that you helped mentor you and you took some stuff away from?
Oh, yeah. I'd say I probably got three or four, I'd say, for football. I had Ryder, Thill. He helped me out a lot. Caleb, Trent, and Carter. Those guys helped out a lot during the season for football. And then on the basketball court, Ryder, Trent, like, they helped out a lot. They communicated with me because they had played for so long. They knew what was going on. They helped me out.
What was the transition like for you a little bit from playing at the middle school level or AAU level up until high school varsity level?
I'd say from the middle school level to high school level, there's definitely a difference. But, I mean, like I had said, AAU definitely helped me out for high school ball.
You know, what's kind of, now that basketball season's done, what are kind of the preparations that go into you getting ready for the baseball season?
Get throwing, get hit, and try and go win.
You know, do you have anything, I guess, football season's done now, basketball season's done, you're going to look for your freshman year of baseball, but do you have anything that you're really looking forward to for next season, for next school year in regards to fall and winter sports?
I'm looking to go make a run in football, go make a run in basketball, and I mean, whatever's in store.
What's been kind of your favorite part so far? Do you have any favorite memories in just your early freshman, you know, year here at Pleasantville?
I'd say when we beat Des Moines Christian this year, and then winning against Roland Story this year for basketball. And then, I mean, I know we lost against West Branch, but that game was very emotional and competitive. It was one of the better games we'd put together all year, but
has there been any sort of difficulty for you earning the respect from the seniors on the team, or have they just been great with taking you kind of under their wing?
They took me under their wing pretty well. I mean, we had our little moments every now and then, but I mean, I'd say for the most part, it went really well with all of them.
You know, kind of what a little bit does your kind of off-season workouts look like when you get ready for sports?
I try and usually the sports that in season, I'll focus on that, but I'll chip in whatever I can of any other sport as much as I can. But usually the sport that's in season, that's what I work on.
Besides athletics, you have any other hobbies in your life or anything that really interests you?
Mm-hmm. I like watching movies.
Any specific favorite movie?
Tangled.
That wasn't what I was expecting for your answer, but that's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, Braylon, kind of before we close our conversation today, you know, any final thoughts about your excitement for where you're at as a freshman here at Pleasantville and looking ahead to the future?
The goal is to go win a couple state championships no matter what sport. I'm looking forward to the teammates I'll be able to be playing with coming from below grades as well as the upperclassmen, and I can't wait for it.
That was a Spotlight Athlete segment with Pleasantville freshman Braylon Binion. Braylon, thanks for visiting with me today.
Thank you, sir.